Lesson 53, Mosiah 3. Introduction. Continuing his address to his people, King Benjamin conveyed the words an angel had spoken to him concerning the ministry and atonement of Jesus Christ. King Benjamin testified that through faith in Jesus Christ and repentance, those who have sinned can still receive salvation. He also taught that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, an individual who yields to the enticings of the Holy Spirit putteth off the natural man and becometh a saint. See Mosiah 3:19. Suggestions for teaching. Mosiah chapter 3 verses 1 through 15. King Benjamin delivers an angel's words about the atonement of Jesus Christ. Display an empty glass and a container of water. Invite a student to demonstrate how much water he or she would pour into the glass for someone who wants only a taste of the water. Then have the student demonstrate how much he or she would pour for someone who wants to be filled. Ask students to ponder the following question. If the water represents joy, how much would you want in your glass? As students study Mosiah 3 today, invite them to look for truths that can help them be filled with greater joy in their lives. Consider displaying the picture King Benjamin addresses his people. Explain that Mosiah 3 records that King Benjamin continued to speak to his people, relating what an angel of the Lord had communicated to him. Invite a student to read Mosiah 3:2-4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the purpose of the angel's visit. According to verse 3 and 4, why did the angel visit King Benjamin? To declare tidings of joy, and to tell King Benjamin and his people that they could rejoice and be filled with joy. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Mosiah 3:5-10. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the glad tidings that the angel declared to King Benjamin. What were the glad tidings that the angel declared to King Benjamin? The Savior's life and mission, including his atonement. What does Mosiah 3:7 help you understand about the Savior's mission? Help students identify the following truth. As part of his atonement, Jesus Christ suffered more than man can suffer. Invite students to consider marking the phrases in verse 7 that teach this truth. What do you think it means that Jesus Christ suffered more than man can suffer, except it be unto death? See verse 7. The suffering Jesus Christ endured during his atonement would have killed any other person. To help students deepen their understanding of the Savior's suffering, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder James E. Talmage of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, Christ's agony in the garden is unfathomable by the finite mind, both as to intensity and cause. He struggled and groaned under a burden such as no other being who has lived on earth might even conceive as possible. It was not physical pain nor mental anguish alone that caused him to suffer such torture as to produce an extrusion of blood from every pore, but a spiritual agony of soul, such as only God was capable of experiencing. In that hour of anguish, Christ met and overcame all the horrors that Satan, the prince of this world, could inflict. In some manner, actual and terribly real, though to man incomprehensible, the Savior took upon himself the burden of the sins of mankind from Adam to the end of the world. End quote. From James E. Talmage, Jesus the Christ, 3rd edition, page 613. Note, ask questions that invite students to share feelings and testimony. To help students prepare to share their feelings and testimonies, consider asking questions that will help them reflect on experiences they have had with the principle or doctrine being discussed. You might say, how have you come to know that blank? Or, when have you felt blank? Then invite them to share their experiences and feelings. Their acceptance of this invitation will allow the Holy Ghost to testify of truth to them and to their classmates. Why do you think that the angel would introduce the Savior's life and atonement as glad tidings of great joy, See Mosiah 3:3. What are your feelings as you think about what the Savior has done for you? Explain that, as recorded in Mosiah 3:11 and 12, the angel contrasted those who sin ignorantly against those who knowingly rebel against God. Invite students to read these verses silently, looking for the consequence that can come to those who knowingly rebel against God. What principle can we learn from verse 12 about the consequences that can come to those who knowingly rebel against God's commandments? Help students identify the following principle. If we knowingly rebel against God's commandments, we will not be saved unless we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and repent. To help students understand the seriousness of knowingly rebelling against God's commandments, invite a student to read aloud the following statement from the For the Strength of Youth booklet. Quote, "Some people knowingly break God's commandments, planning to repent later, such as before they go to the temple or serve a mission. Such deliberate sin mocks the Savior's atonement." End quote. From For the Strength of Youth booklet, page 29. Consider King Benjamin's words in verse 7. How does deliberate sin mock the Savior's atonement? Among other reasons, it shows great ingratitude for the tremendous pain the Savior suffered for us. Divide students into pairs. Invite each pair to discuss how they could respond to a friend who uses the following excuse to justify unrighteous choices he or she is making. It's not a big deal. Besides, I can always repent. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and repent, then we can be saved from our sins and blank. Invite a student to read Mosiah 3:13 aloud, looking for another blessing that we will receive if we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and repent of our sins. Ask students to report what they find and then complete the principle on the board so that it reads as follows. If we exercise faith in Jesus Christ and repent, then we can be saved from our sins and rejoice with exceedingly great joy. Why do you think forgiveness of sins brings exceedingly great joy? Remind students that the angel speaking to King Benjamin began his message by declaring glad tidings of great joy. See verse 3. Hold up the full glass of water from the beginning of the lesson and testify that we can have greater joy in life through our faith in Jesus Christ and through repentance. Invite students to consider how their faith and repentance have brought them joy. Mosiah chapter 3, verses 16 through 27. King Benjamin testifies that through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can put off the natural man and become as little children. Display a picture of a small child. What are some qualities of little children that you enjoy or appreciate? You may want to mention some as well. Ask a student to read Mosiah 3:16 through 18 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for what King Benjamin taught his people about little children and the atonement of Jesus Christ. According to verse 16, what happens to little children because Jesus Christ atoned for the sins of the world? After students respond, you may want to explain that because of the atonement of Jesus Christ, all children who die before the age of accountability will be saved in the celestial kingdom. See also Doctrine and Covenants 137, verse 10. According to verses 17 and 18, why is it so important that we choose to believe in Jesus Christ? Note, Mosiah 3:19 is a doctrinal mastery passage. You may want to suggest that students mark doctrinal mastery passages in a distinctive way so they can locate them easily. Explain that as recorded in Mosiah 3:19, the angel taught King Benjamin how we can become as little children. Point out the first part of the verse, which reads, quote, "For the natural man is an enemy to God," end quote. To help students understand this phrase, invite a student to read aloud the following explanation from Guide to the Scriptures. Quote, "A natural man is a person who chooses to be influenced by the passions, desires, appetites, and senses of the flesh, rather than by the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Such a person can comprehend physical things, but not spiritual things. All people are carnal or mortal because of the fall of Adam and Eve. Each person must be born again through the atonement of Jesus Christ to cease being a natural man. End quote. From Guide to the Scriptures, Natural Man. Based on this explanation, who is a natural man? Help students understand that the phrase natural man refers to the fallen condition of mankind and that it applies to all of us whenever we allow our physical or worldly desires to overcome our desire to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit and be born again through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Invite a student to read Mosiah 3:19 aloud. Encourage the class to follow along, looking for what the angel said we need to do in order to put off or overcome the natural man within us. What principle can we learn from this verse about what is required to put off the natural man? Help students identify the following principle. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, we can overcome the natural man as we yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and become as a little child. Invite students to consider marking the phrases in this verse that teach this principle. What do you think it means to yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit? You may want to explain that to yield means to submit or comply with, and that in this context, enticings are persuasions or promptings. According to verse 19, what are the childlike qualities we develop as we yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit? Whom do you know who displays one or more of these qualities? As students respond, you might ask them to explain why they admire those qualities. Invite students to respond to one of the following questions in their class notebooks or study journals. You may want to write these questions on the board before class or prepare a handout with the questions on it. What can you do to more fully yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit? What will you do over the next week to improve in this area of your life? What attribute of a child listed in Mosiah 3:19 do you most need to develop? What will you do over the next week to help you develop that attribute? To help students gain a greater appreciation of the Savior's atonement, read Mosiah 3:23 through 26 to them. Explain that the phrase "cup of the wrath of God" in verse 26 refers to the eventual suffering of those who willfully sin and do not repent. Emphasize that Jesus Christ took upon himself the punishment for our sins. If we truly repent, we will not have to suffer that punishment. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 16. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths discussed in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Mosiah 3, 5-11. Learning about the atonement of Jesus Christ. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles taught that we should seek to understand all we can about the atonement of Jesus Christ. Quote, "None of us can ever adequately appreciate in mortality the full beneficial consequences of the atonement. There is an imperative need for each of us to strengthen our understanding of the significance of the atonement of Jesus Christ so that it will become an unshakable foundation upon which to build our lives. As the world becomes more devoid of foundational standards, and as honor, virtue, and purity are increasingly cast aside in the pursuit of appetite, our understanding of and faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ will provide strength and capacity needed for a successful life. It will also bring confidence in times of trial and peace, in moments of turmoil. I energetically encourage you to establish a personal study plan to better understand and appreciate the incomparable, eternal, infinite consequences of Jesus Christ's perfect fulfillment of His divinely appointed calling as our Savior and Redeemer. Profound personal pondering of the Scriptures, accompanied by searching, heartfelt prayer, will fortify your understanding of and appreciation for His priceless atonement. Another powerful way to learn of Jesus Christ and His atonement is through consistent temple attendance. End quote. From Richard G. Scott, He Lives, All Glory to His Name, Ensign Orleahona, May 2010. Mosiah 3:19, The Sacrament and Becoming a Saint. Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles explained the link between the sacrament and our efforts to become, quote, a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord, end quote. See Mosiah 3:19. Quote, sacrament meeting is the most sacred and holy of all the meetings in the church. After His resurrection, the Savior instituted the sacrament among the Nephites. If we are to be His disciples and to be committed members of His church, we must remember and reverence the sacrament. It allows each of us to express, with broken hearts and contrite spirits, our willingness to follow the Savior, to repent, and to become a saint through the atonement of Christ. End quote. From Quinton L. Cook, We Follow Jesus Christ, Ensign Orleahona, May 2010. Supplemental Teaching Ideas. Mosiah 3, 16-21 Video Presentation. Who is Jesus? Rather than displaying a picture of a child, you might show the video Who is Jesus?, which is available on LDS.org. Before showing the video, invite students to think of words that describe the children in the video. After showing the video, invite students to discuss some of the words they thought of to describe the children. Then continue with asking a student to read Mosiah 3, 16-18 aloud. Mosiah 3, 23-26. Partaking of the sacrament reminds us of the atonement. The lesson concludes with a discussion about the unrepentant eventually drinking from the cup of the wrath of God, and the Savior being willing to drink the bitter cup for us. As part of this discussion, ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verses 78 and 79 aloud. How does this passage relate to Mosiah 3:26 and D&C 19:18? Ensure that students understand that the sacrament cup that we take each week is a reminder of the Savior suffering for us, the bitter cup He drank, and a reminder of the blessings we receive through His atonement as we keep our covenants.